Darian Thompson, another good, smart player from a winning program. Fortunate to have him. Excited for him to get here.
You see 19 career interceptions. That must make your eyes light up.
Yeah, he's very instinctive. He has tremendous ball skills, but the instincts and the twitch make it happen for him.
Is there a flip side to that? Sometimes a ball hogging safety can also be a gambling safety too. Does he overcompensate sometimes, or gamble sometimes?
I think it's more of instincts. He may have a little bit of a gambler in him, but I think it's more off of instincts.
What's your role here with guys at this mid round? How much have you conversed with them, or have you you ever talked to Darian Thompson? When did you get a chance to talk to him?
Darian, it's more off of film study with Darian. I studied Darian on a couple different occasions with some film off of a point of attack tape and off of game film. And, he's someone that jumped out at me. High character guy, good ball skills. He can tackle in the open field. And, he plays in a variety of roles. He can play back in the post. He can play back in split safety looks, and he can play down on the slot. He did that a lot in their fire zones.
Jerry talked about there being a couple guys that were there at the end for this pick. What, to you, differentiated him compared to the other players on the board?
Well, we had a cluster of guys there we were looking at. To me, the instincts, the twitch, very smart player, high character guy, fits what we're looking for that way, and the ability to get the ball back to the offense and change the game that way. The game's about the ball, and he can get the offense the ball.
You hoping that his skill set, if it translates quick enough, Landon Collins can be more of a strong safety where he's probably?
We need to get them both in here and look at them. I think Landon had a nice camp last week. Or this week, feels like last week, but this week did some nice things back deep, and we feel that he's growing and doing a nice job there improving. And I don't think you can say always and never in this business.
And is this any type of statement to maybe what you've seen so far from the other guys you have at safety, competing with Burhey and Thompson?
We have a lot of young guys in the safety mix, and, quite frankly, we haven't seen them. They've been nicked up. They basically had a medical redshirt type year last year. And, it's good to get them back out there. They're working to get back out and get back out 100%. So we're chomping at the bit to look at those guys. And Darian's a guy we're going to throw into the mix and let them all compete.
When you say he has a twitch, what do you mean?
He can stick his foot in the ground and go 0 to 60 pretty quick.
We saw Michael Thompson playing in the slot the other day. How much of that is the plan for him? Talking about safety there, or is that just, you're kind of short on cornerbacks, how much did that factor into it?
A combination of both. Yeah, we're going to look at guys in a variety of different roles. Mikel's a guy who played corner, he's played safety, and it's always nice to have some flexibility and versatility there.
Is Darian as big as you're going to want him to get? Can he put on some weight and maintain his speed?
I think he's a pretty good size right now, but, I think that, when they get here and they obviously have training table where they're coming from at Boise, but when they have a chance to get a little bit of money in their pocket and eat properly, their body composition usually changes a little bit.
I'm thinking, can you use him perhaps in other ways too, like a surprise pass rush or board?
Yeah, we're going to look at him in a variety of roles right there. I'm not going to give you the keys to the kingdom as far as how he's going to show up on game day, but yeah, he's a versatile guy.